What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style. At Maurice's, we're here to help you show up feeling your best, no matter what's on your calendar. Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help. From tried and true denim to head-turning looks, we've got style that fits your life and your budget. Visit your local Maurice's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It's The Morning Shift with Allie Mack, Mike Johnson, Bo Morgan. And this hour is brought to you by Zero Res. Book an appointment today with Zero Res, Atlanta's best carpet cleaning service. Now, we talked about it a little bit earlier in the show today that Darnell Mooney and Jaylen Walker are day-to-day. That's kind of their status right now. Could be ready for week one. Will they play? We won't know. It's basically the conclusion we've kind of come to.
I would say that, you know, I get the sense that Jaylen is playing, although what role that is, I guess, is still kind of to be defined. He's a rotation player on the edge at this point. And so I think that's, you know, we need to kind of hedge our expectations in terms of that realm.
I would think he's on a snap count, so to speak. Like, I think he probably will. I think they're going to watch his reps. And I think he would – personally, I tend to believe – it'll be based on the offense they're playing. It'll be just kind of a pass rushing type of position.
Sure.
You know, but because he's still dealing with stuff. He's coming back. I feel like they're going to slow roll him. Now, I wouldn't mind seeing him kind of watch Bucky Irvin out of the backfield a little bit, because I think Bucky Irvin is —
that'd be tough.
But I just wonder where he's at physically. That's why I say that. And I have — you know, I'm just really starting. I know you probably are same — to kind of dive into Tampa. It's not like we don't know Tampa.
Sure.
But the thing that I need to look at is when they had their — it's hard too, but when they had their first team guys in during preseason, what did they do? It's going to be vanilla, but they have a new OC. And look, I think it's going to be very similar to what Dave Canales and Liam Cohen did. But what are the wrinkles? What are the differences? But if you ask me today, Allie, between Jaylen Walker and Darnell, get back and put a bow, all pun intended, on that. Jaylen plays, I would bet Darnell doesn't right now. That's my personal opinion. Now, that could change, because there was nothing that we heard from Raheem earlier that told me, yeah, I'll see him. He's going to go for 100.
Yeah.
I mean, I just don't
part
think
part of
that.
The walkthrough, I'm like, doesn't really mean anything.
And you can't afford to — with the way rosters are set up in the NFL, to have him a part of your 48, if you don't think you can get pretty much a full go from him.
Yeah, that's kind of where I'm leaning on Darnell Mooney. And like I said earlier, I think that it's kind of the best case scenario in terms of you've known for 5 weeks that Casey Washington had to play a massive role, and boy, you have put him up to the test. And by every stretch of the imagination, he has shown out in that role. Jaylen Walker, to go back on that, I think that they would probably frame it as a snap count. I don't necessarily think there is. I don't, like, you know, they're going to rotate these defensive guys a lot. They've talked about making sure they're fresh and not asking them to play more than 4 plays in a row. I think Leonard Floyd's obviously going to get reps, and James Pierce and Arnold Bacady. And I don't know what Jaylen Walker is. And so I don't necessarily think they have to cap his snaps, because I don't think he was ever going to get more than half of them anyways.
Well, I can — not telling you this, but I agree with everything you said. I also think, though, if he goes out there and makes an impact early, then they're going to keep rolling him out. Like, I think they're going, they've built pass rushing wise this defense to do two things. Give themselves, keep these guys fresh, but also if you got a hot hand, if Leonard Floyd is eating, you know, whoever his matchup is, whichever side they go with him on, could be the left or the right, he's eating that tackle up, or they're having to now do things to account for him, I think they're going to give Leonard Floyd extra snaps, right? They're going to keep him out there and vice versa. But if Jalen Walker goes out there and it's a mismatch off the cusp, right, I do think they're going to try to keep him fresh and use him in certain situations only, but he's going to earn more playing time like that. Does that you kind of agree with what I'm saying there? Or?
Yes. Yeah, well, to an extent, because I think that part of the reason that if you see a Leonard Floyd have success, I think part of the reason you would see that is because he's fresh. And I think there is something so vital to being fresh in the fact that he's already explained, you know, Nate Oley's already said, hey, I'm not going to ask you to do more than four in a row. Just make sure you empty the tank. So you're definitely going to roll the Jalen Walker into that kind of scenario. But again, I agree with you to the point that it's matchup based as well. If they're going with an attached tight end, right, it's not the same as if you're forcing them into third and eight. So if you're resetting the chains and they're going, you know, 21 personnel, I don't know that Jalen Walker's going to, or we're going to look at it and think, oh, man, he played 50 snaps. I just don't think that's his role yet.
Yeah, I think probably the most important thing for me this week is, it's going to sound silly, is James Pierce against the run. Because I can I personally guarantee that they are going to give you looks that say, that are passing looks, right, personnel-wise, that they're going to run Rashad White and Bucky Irvin at James Pierce on that edge and say, you know, show us we can't run it down your throat. Can you I've gotten to the point where I hate this term because people just use it and they don't even know what it means. They just think they use it just as a cliche, but can you set the edge? Can you make sure that you either turn, that you push things so wide that you allow the help in the back seven to come up, or can you turn things back inside because of the way your technique to where it's a muddy water, right?
Yeah.
I mean, I think they're going to go, because I think James Pierce, when you talk about in the run game of all the edge defenders, is the liability. If there is one. That's unfair. That's unfair to an extent, but that was his biggest question mark, I felt like.
My question would be, because I thought we had this answered before they broke down the 53, my question would be, and maybe it's a week one call up, maybe it's a roster flex in the practice squad. My question would be, what are the pairings? If you've got four edge rushers or five edge rushers and one of them's D'Angelo Malone, right? Or what are the pairings?
What would your pairings be?
Well, I think the first one's probably Leonard Floyd and Arnold Ebiketie. But then do you want Jalen Walker and James Pierce on the field at the same time after that?
Well, I can tell you, based on his time at Georgia and the little bit in preseason we saw, Jalen Walker is a better run defender out there than James Pierce Jr. Now, do you want to pair strength with strength? And, like, do you want to put – because I think AK can bring some of that too. So would you put AK and Walker together? But, again, see, that also gets back to what's your which personnel is on the field and against other personnel. Because maybe if that's the case and that's how you feel, you might – the snap one, which you think is probably – they're probably going to show you most likely – and we have no way of knowing this, but you'd like to think that Tampa wants to establish a run, so they might show a run set. That might be, if you think that's your best run defense pairing with the edges, that might be out there.
Yeah. I do think that, and you know, obviously they cut Khalid Kareem. We did not think that was going to happen.
But he is on the practice squad.
Like I said, that could be one of those standard Sunday elevations or whatever it may be, depending on, you know, how Jalen Walker's feeling. A lot of this comes down to, is it Charlie Heck, the Tristan Wirfs backup? I believe his name is Charlie Heck, the guy that will be playing if Tristan Wirfs is not playing, and I don't believe Tristan Wirfs is going to be playing. You know, that then comes a situation where it's like, what are they doing with him? Are they hiding him? Are they doing the same thing at left tackle that we are at right, where you feel like they're probably going to line a tight up next to him and, you know, keep somebody off of his hip and everything like that? I don't know. So it'll be interesting to see how the game plan unravels and how they feel about some of these guys, since, you know, these games count now.
Well, and I do.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. We're about personalized style that fits your life. Made for real life moments. Maurice's.
I want to remind you that we do have Falcons cornerback AJ Terrell joining us at 7:40 today. I know, Bo, you're going to ask him about Clemson traditions. Mike, you're probably going to ask him about week one. I know I'm going to ask him about the zombie apocalypse question we had a few weeks ago on the show about which Falcon you would want by your side. That's going to be must listen radio at 7:40. Yeah. But you mentioned Tristan Wirfs is out for the Bucs. So potentially Chris Godwin as well. How would the game change there?
Well, it's a good question that I don't know that anybody knows the answer to, not even like Tampa Bay fans or some of the insiders with them, because we don't know what they are offensively with the new offensive coordinator, right? And that's what it's one of the things we talked about earlier. It's like 2 years in a row, their offensive coordinators have left and become head coaches. And so can they continue to recreate that magic every single year? I would have to think that they are going to try to come out and run the ball. Or just take what's in front of you. Remember last year, Baker Mayfield in the first halves against the Falcons, it was just like, could not miss. They also have Bucky Irving, Rashad White. We've talked about it. I think you come out and try to run the football and see if you can establish the run. And if you can, you work off play action. It's going to be a lot. I mean, that isn't all that. Guys, I've said this a number of times. Tristan Wirfs is an all pro online if he could play, an extensive amount of time moving forward to be in the Hall of Fame. That's how good he is. He is so freaking good, and to not have him as a part of that is not the same. This is not the same as the Falcons saying, we don't have Caleb McGarry. This is like, I don't even know how to explain it. This is like, Jesse Bates being out, or maybe Bijan. That's the kind of thing they're dealing with down there in terms of how good I think he is at left tackle.
Yeah, but he does guard his blind side, so.
Yeah. I would like to leave that entire ordeal in the last week. Just leave it there.
I'm poking fun. But no, look, the reality is Chris Godwin's not playing. And neither is Jalen McMillan. And I don't think Kate Otten's going to play either. So there's a really good chance they're down three, two key offensive starters in Godwin and worse. But here's the deal. They have Emeka Egbuke, and I'm going to tell you something right now. Everybody talks about how great Jeremiah Smith is, and he is. He is. But that guy was everything for Ohio State's offense in a lot of ways last season. He's already stepped in. You pair him and Mike Evans, and that's the thing. That is something I do want to ask AJ about, is the each week this league gives you a different skill set of a top receiver, and And with the defense we play, we don't travel corners, which means you stay on your side. If Mike Evans, Mike Evans goes in motion, you stay normally. Oh, and you move over to whoever's there. How hard is it for a DB every week, Mike, to prepare for the different skill sets? Because Mike Evans is a long striding receiver that is long and is 50-50 machine. 50-50 ball machine, and what is the difference in him and Egbuke?
Yeah, I think it's a great question, and God, it's just I'm sitting over here running through Ohio State's receivers from the last decade in my head. It's just insane.
LSU, Ohio State, who had and Ohio State might have the edge, but man, LSU's got it too. It's crazy. Yeah,
it is nuts to think about the guys they've had. I mean, all the way down to even guys you don't think about like Brian Thomas. I mean, it's crazy.
Terry McLaurin. You don't even think about the fact that he was a big time, well, a good player at Ohio State.
Got a lot of questions for AJ. I hope he comes in here very chatty and ready to talk, because I got a bunch. That might be like a 40-minute segment. We'll just keep pushing off the commercials. No commercials. Just keep talking.
7:40 is when AJ will join us. Now, after all the drama, Micah Parsons is unfortunately now dealing with an injury. We'll talk about it when we go in the huddle next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the
Odyssey app.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Shop Blinds.com Labor Day Mega Sale, happening now. Save up to 50% site-wide, plus a free measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.